Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Fancast. I'm Anthony Kendrick, and joining me this week we've got Bury fan Liam Smith.
Hiya, you alright?
Yeah, good thanks, good thanks. So Gary Flitcroft took over in 2013. He's really improved the side's fortune since then, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think before Flitcroft came, we had Kevin Blackwell in charge for a season when we went down from League One. And I think Blackwell was a bit of a strange one because he talked the talk, but he didn't walk the walk, and he struggled a lot. Flitcroft came in after he got sacked from Barnsley, and he had a lot of hype around him because obviously the partnership get the key field. He took Rochdale a long way, and he obviously kept Barnsley up the season before. So when he came to us, we had a lot of hope for him, and you know, he brought in a lot of good players, and he built a team. He built a real like team ethic, and it looks like we can keep on climbing at the moment.
He took over. You were in a relegation battle at the bottom of League Two. By the end of that season, for his first season, you were about mid-table, I think.
Yeah, we did really well. When Blackwell left, we had a caretaker for a while. And we weren't doing well. We were bottom-ish. We were trying to battle to step out of the relegation zone. And when he came in, at first, you know, results were better, but we weren't massively improved. But then all of a sudden, after Christmas, we went on this astronomical rise, and we just ended up climbing up the table. We just missed out on playoffs towards the end of the season, you know.
What do you think was the main thing that improved? Was it the manager coming in, the team ethic, as you mentioned, or was it tactics, or was it the players?
I think it's just a total different way of management. I think with Blackwell, you had a manager rather than a man management, if you get what I mean. I think Blackwell, I can't speak for all the fans, but it wasn't my favourite manager, but it looks like Flitcroft's come in and he's made it as if, like, it's like a group of friends playing football, and you go out every week and you can tell they care about the team, you can tell they care about the fans, and it's just obvious to see what it means to them. You can see him trying, like, really hard.
Do you think the manager's more likeable?
Definitely. I think a lot of the players, you know, we have players like Andy Bishop, Cameron Belford, and they all have disliking towards Blackwell, and they made it quite public. And obviously, Cameron Belford is the main one who's made it very public, and Flitcroft, I've not heard of anyone, you know, like dogging him so far. He's, you know, it seems like an alright guy.
So you think everyone being, you know, on board with what the manager wants to do, you think that's the main thing he's done since coming in? He's got everyone on side? And
yeah, I think it does. I think he had his contacts from the game, and he brought in the players he knew were going to succeed. Credit to Blackwell brought in Danny Mayer, who's obviously a fantastic player, and Nathan Cameron, who's really grown into something. But Flitcroft, like I say, he's brought in his own players, and our strike force at the minute of Leon Clark and Tom Paul, that was him, and I think he's really created a team that's been in promotion this season, maybe.
Well, last season, you got promoted, obviously, into League One, finished third, and had a really good season. What do you think went so well last season?
I think it was just the fact that all season we believed we were going to do it. We went through a stage where I think we beat Burton Albion at home, I think it was 3-1. We ended up going top of the league, and by then we were flying high, and we thought that was it. But we went through a bit of a bad spell and dropped out of the playoffs, and a few of our fans were saying, oh, Flitcroft out. Obviously, that didn't happen. When we signed Nick Pope on a goalkeeper from Charlton, he was amazing. After that signing, him and Admiral Ibe at centre out of the league, and we made it look easy.
So you weren't one of the fans that was saying Flitcroft out?
I wouldn't say I wasn't. You know, at times I thought his tactics were a bit strange, but as he said himself, he's a young manager and he's learning, so he'll keep on learning. Hopefully we'll get... Well, like our owner believes it's a Premier League manager in the making, so we'll see.
So, this season, currently near the top of the table, I think, you're in the playoff spots at the moment.
Yeah.
Well, the very start of the season, there was a lot of draws. I think it was drew 5 of the first 6.
I think it was, at the start of the season, defensively we looked very weak. In terms of going forward, we looked, like, brilliant. You know, Leon Clark and Tom Pope were scoring loads of goals, and we looked brilliant going forward, but we were struggling to keep clean sheets. And obviously the Fleetwood game, which was just, you know, we tried to forget about that because it was just, we tried to score more goals than them, and then they just counter-attacked. But since we beat Accrington in the JPT, we tightened up, and the partnership with Peter Clark and Nathan Cameron at centre-half was brilliant at the moment.
Looking at the table, they've scored probably the most, I think, in League One, but they also conceded a lot of goals this season.
Yeah, it's been like that all season. To be fair, it was more of a start than it is now. obviously we conceded two at the weekend in the last 10 minutes, so that seemed to draw a Wigan, which wasn't brilliant, but we had a man sent off, and you know, as the situation arose, we just couldn't handle attacking threat.
I saw Flitcroft's comments about that. Apparently the referee made up the rules.
Well, the thing was, the referee, Chris Huss, the big man that got sent off, he made around the first half, which was definitely a booking. It was cynical, and it was to stop a counter-attack.
Mm-hmm.
Second one, he booked it, and Chris Huss walked away to carry on playing, and the referee didn't notice.
Yeah.
And he's called playback after the Wigan players mentioned to him before he booked it, and he sent him off. And it seemed like he didn't know what he was doing. Like, he just forgot. So, I feel that if he realised it had already given one yellow card, I don't think he'd have sent him off. I think he'd have given him a warning.
Do you think if, I don't know, do you have any complaints with it being a yellow or the second yellow?
I'm going to be a bit controversial here, but I think the referees in League One have been a poor standard so far this season. I think if you're asking a League One player, you might say it's because when you lose, obviously you blame the referee, but
yes.
Some performance this year, even Sheffield United away when we won 3-1, the referee was awful. Didn't have a clue what he was doing. I mean, it's a real problem. I think it really does need to sort it out today.
Do you think that's a general thing in England, in the Football League? It's that referees aren't properly trained.
Could argue it, but I think sometimes you get a brilliant referee performance. Like, for example, this weekend against Rochdale, they've appointed a referee that's given something like 3 yellow cards all season, which is brilliant because it shows that he's got the authority, and it shows that he gives the players, he makes them aware, like, look, to be careful. So I think the referee on Saturday was card after every tackle that came in, he was giving yellow cards out. I think that it ruins the game because you don't want to put a tackle in.
Yeah. This season then, obviously, as you mentioned, you're fourth at the moment, 2 points off the top. Do you think, what would you consider to be a good season? What's the target?
I think if you asked this question at the start of the season, the majority of Derby fans would have said top 10 would have been a good finish.
Uh-huh.
But now where we are, I think we need to be aiming for the playoffs at least, I think, personally, anyway. I think the team we've got, it's looking fantastic at the minute. We've beaten Sheffield United, we've beaten Walsall, we've beaten Colchester. You know, we've beaten all these good sides, and I think it's just a matter of believing in ourselves. I think the players believe in ourselves, the fans don't at the moment. The fans just hoping. I think if we get behind them, I really do think we can do it. Maybe even top two if we wanted to.
Have you got any big rivals? Who do you think are the biggest threats to win the league?
I think it's a bit of a strange league this year because you've seen, you know, teams like Walsall and Gillingham do really well, you know, top of the league, Burton Albion as well. If you said that at the beginning of the season, no one would believe you. You've got Sheffield United, you've Bradford, Swindon, Doncaster, these big sides with the Peterborough.
Mm-hmm.
Those sides that should be doing well. So I think it's a bit of a surprise how well these teams are doing. So it's hard to say at the moment.
The cup competitions, do they matter to you? Would you, are you bothered about the cup, or do you think the league's
going to... It's nice to have a cup. I'm not a massive fan of the JPT myself. I know it's a chance to get to Wembley, but it's just a bit of a... I think it's a bit of a joke competition. Like, teams don't take it seriously. The Capital One Cup, that's another one where even if you do draw a big team, they're always going to play a very weakened side, and that's the problem. FA Cup, I'd like to have a run in the FA Cup to at least the third round, because it's just the magic of the FA Cup, and dreaming of that big third round draw, you know, United away, City away, that type of game. It's a dream picture for a very fun.
Well, going back to the League Cup, it was you beat Wigan and then lost to Leicester, wasn't it?
Yeah, we did, yeah. I think with the Leicester game, the scoreline really did flatter him. I mean, when we scored 1-2-1, we were really in the game, and it looked like we could have gone and got an equaliser. But obviously, that Leicester was strong, and we caught on the counter-attack and scored 1. That killed the game, because our fans were a little bit unhappy about how far offside that goal was, and they killed the game a bit, and obviously got the fourth, and made it look like they absolutely battered us, which they didn't.
Yeah. The JPT then, is that, what's the situation with that this season so far? What have you?
We beat Atkinson in the first round.
Uh-huh.
We did make it difficult as we were 2-0 up. We scored 1 late and then got a penalty in the last minute, which missed. Morecambe in the second round, who we lost to. We didn't play a weakened side, but we had a couple of youth players on. You know, we had a Hallam open, Danny Rose on, 2 weakened strikers, and I think Morecambe came and they wanted to win. It was a nothing game. There was nothing in it. They scored a late goal. It was one of the worst games I've ever watched in my life, to be honest.
So, the summer's just gone. Which signings are you most impressed with who's come in? I guess Leon Clark's probably the obvious answer.
Yeah, Leon Clark's definitely the obvious answer. You know, he's been absolutely phenomenal for us. You know, he's got us so many points this season. It looks like we've got him as a Coventry player, you know, that type, not him as a Wigan player. He's guaranteed goals in this division. He really is. So is Tom Paul. But for me, I'm really pleased with Jacob Mellis so far. Mellis, he came to us, people were saying he was lazy, they didn't really care, but he just looks phenomenal so far. Like, he picks up the ball, runs at the defence, he just picks out passes perfectly. Same with Peter Clark at centre half, he looked weak at the beginning of the season, but now he just looks absolutely amazing. He's an absolute brick wall at the back.
So you yourself, do you go down to watch Bury games?
Yeah, I've got a season ticket, so my girlfriend at the moment, and we've got all the games like Rochdale at home this weekend, which is going to be a massive game, Derby Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've made the majority of away games this season as well, tried to get some all, but obviously work dependent. But it's really, you know, I think watching a team like Bury is a proper, like, you get to know everyone, you really get into it. Like, I'm not saying it's not like that of a Premier League club, but you can't get to know 75,000 United fans at Bury. And they get to know everyone, and it's proper family atmosphere. You know, it's just a good feel.
Are there any particular games or moments which you think stand out so far this season?
I think Wigan in the Cup was good, because obviously they came down from losing position to win, and they're a big dog in this league, so it was a big victory for us. I think Sheffield United away was phenomenal, because you saw Joe Rowe, I don't know if you've seen it, but Joe Rowe has got an absolute blinder, and Leon Clark chipped the keeper. That was a good performance for us. It's going to have to be an away day, because I think away days are special, aren't they? You know?
Sounds like this Joe Riley goal is something I should link in the description to this podcast.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. He picks up the ball, runs from the halfway line, and he hits it from about 30 yards out, top bins. That's the second goal he scored for us. It was just as good as the first goal he scored for us, because that was amazing. As well against Shrewsbury last season.
Okay, so going back, how long have you been going to see Bury play?
Well, I've been watching Bury since I was really young, like 5, 6. My dad was a massive Bury fan. I was born in 97, which, if I'm right, would have been the year we got our double promotion to what is now the Championship, Dean Kiley saving a last-minute penalty against Watford. So my dad brought me up on it, and for me, my glory days, you're looking at players like Bishop, Sodgy, you know, them kind of players, massive players for Bury at the time. Like I say, another example of it would be a lot of Bury fans' main rivalry is Bolton. I'm not going to lie, I do hate Bolton as well, but I've only seen us play Bolton once in the whole time I've been a Bury fan. I've seen us play Rochdale 7 or 8 times, probably. So that for me, that's the biggest derby.
Yeah, that was my next question. Your biggest rivals is Rochdale, because they're your local rivals.
Yeah, probably. Bolton's probably the biggest one to play. So I'm not going to lie, when we play Bolton, that's something else. It's a massive derby, because it's got a lot of history involved in it, rather than just being a local rival. Rochdale is big as well. That's going to be big this weekend, and I hope that get 3 points for it.
They're probably competing with you most of the season, like being a similar position, I suppose you'd expect.
Yeah, I assume they will. You know, they've got a decent little side, but I think the problem they've got, as bad as this is going to sound, and supporting, like, they've not got the support. As a club, they're a well-run club. You know, they've got good players, but the support's not there for them at the moment. And I think I've got a very good away fan ratio. Where we've got to that, I think if they do go up, which, to be honest, I won't want them to go up, I think they struggle in the Championship, but we'll see what happens.
Do you not even want them to come up if you went up?
I think it'd be good in terms of playing a derby match next season and having a local team in the league, but Rochdale is one of those ones where the fans will be quiet as anything, they'll never hear anything, but as soon as you beat them, you'll go, oh, it's the only thing you hear for about a week.
I guess with Bolton could end up coming down to the League One next season.
This is a bit of a scenario for me where I'd love to go up and have Bolton in the league next season, home and away, because it'd be amazing. You know, for me, as a Bury fan, and I've not been that game very much, it'd be like, amazing. But I'd also like to see him go down to League One, because that'd just be hilarious.
when was it you saw Bury play Bolton? Was it a cup game or?
Yeah, last year in the Capital One Cup, first round. We went 1-0 up early in the first half, or not, I say early, about 20th minute, Ryan Lowe. In the 90th minute, into added time, Craig Davies then gets 1-on-1. Our keeper comes out, tries to put the ball, he dives, penalty. Takes it 1-1, and going into extra time, they score 2 quick goals and went up losing 3-2.
So that Bolton game, that must have been one of the worst things you've seen as a fan.
I think it was. In terms of support, it was brilliant. Like, I really enjoyed it. It's a good memory for me, because that Ryan Rowe will never experience a goal like that again. It was amazing seeing the celebrations, but I'm not going to lie, that 90th-minute goal, it was probably one of the worst goals I think was conceded. It's up there with Matt Smith, rolled and sending us down.
Alright, Liam, well, thank you for coming on. You can follow us at V2 Football, or if you want to hear more from Liam, you can look up his articles on the V2 Journal, that's v2journal.com, or you can follow him on Twitter, it's at Liam_Bish_Smith. All the details for that are in the description. Thank you for listening, and good night.